Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It's Sunday, June 15th, 2025. Another rainy but beautiful Sunday morning here in Central Alabama. Hope you're doing well this morning. I'm Shaw Gage, hanging out with you this morning. Going to talk about just losing control this morning. May sound a little squirrely when you hear that one at first, but not in a bad way. Just losing control and quit worrying about everything. That's follow-up from last week, but just letting go of certain things and losing control to those things that just drag us down. But we'll talk more about that this morning. So glad you're listening. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Welcome back in. I'm Shaw Gage, sitting in with you this morning. We're talking about losing control this morning, not in a bad way, but just letting go of control, quite frankly. Scripture I was reading earlier this week was this. It was Galatians 5, 25 and 26. It says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." You know, it's just something I've been reflecting on this week, a challenge to my own self. You know, just living in the Spirit, you know, we can say that and we can claim that, but we ought to be walking in the Spirit too, right? It needs to be that similar action as we talked about, just the Spirit of Jesus. We can talk about Jesus, the noun, person, place, or thing, historical context or reference, but we ought to be the hands and feet of Jesus and be that verb, be the action of Jesus. But it's the same here. We need to walk in the Spirit. It's not just say that we live in it or claim that we live in it, but we need to be walking in the Spirit. And when we do that, we let go of what we want and we let the Holy Spirit control us. And that's exactly what Galatians is referring to, in my opinion, here as we're talking about that this morning. And, you know, as a follow up from last week, we were talking about, you know, just letting go and no worries, right? That was the comment, no worries. But when we really think about that, why do we worry? So, kind of following up on it this week with losing control and just not trying to be in control, but letting God be in control. It's so much easier. I mean, look, I'm sitting here telling you and myself right now that that's what we need to do, and I'll struggle with it this week, I'm sure, like everybody else. But at the end of the day, when we let go and let God, He'll bless us in ways we never dreamed possible. We'll be back here to break it down a little bit more here in just a few minutes. Thanks for being on. So glad you're being a part of the show this morning. Hope you're enjoying the music and hope you're having a great day so far. We're talking about letting go of, you know, just losing control, letting go of control and not trying to be in control. I think our human nature is, our selfish nature is, we want to control things. You know, we think we do. And usually for me, when I want to control things and I don't get my way, that's when I get angry. But it's also just a very selfish attitude. So I'm trying to learn that and let that go, let certain things go in life, and just let the Lord direct that. And I just think it's so cool. It tells us in Galatians 5:25, hey, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Wow. How convicting is that for me? I know I talk about it on the show each week. We need to do this. We need to do that. But am I genuinely walking in the Spirit? And, you know, I thought about that word walk earlier today and just what that means. You know, we're all so fast-paced these days and busy and on the phones and internet and texting and just instant gratification, and we're busy, 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 just everybody, even in the summer breaks. And you know, but when you walk, when I thought about walking around the block and you just slow down, right? And you kind of realize, you take some deep breaths and you just recalibrate. And I think that's apropos for what we're talking about that this morning with the Lord. If we just take that time to walk around the block with the Spirit, in the Spirit, you know, just take the time and just soak it in, let it marinate, let Him change us from the inside out. Y'all, we can't do the changing. Only the Spirit can do that. And when we lose control to the Spirit and we let the Spirit take over, it changes us. And it's nothing we can do, and it's nothing we should do. It's just letting Him take control. And, you know, quit worrying about trying to take credit for it. Just let God work through you and continue to bless people. Just go along for the ride. Stay close to the Lord and just see what He does. It's going to be amazing to see as we go try to practice that this week. But just walk in the Spirit. That's my encouragement to you this morning. And just let go of control. It goes against everything that we selfishly want, to lose control and let go of control. But when we do, y'all, he's gonna put us in places we never dreamed possible. You know, it's just really cool. But just lean into Him, trust Him, and give Him credit. And it's all Him, it's not you. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Thanks for listening. You know, second part of that verse, Galatians 5:26 says, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Man, what great wisdom, what great words that is. Talk about, I call it selfish, but I think if you focus on all three of those things, you're definitely not going to be selfish. But we shouldn't be. If we're walking in the Spirit, we shouldn't be those things, right? We should not be conceited. We shouldn't be provoking one another, and we shouldn't be envying one another. But you know what? I do all three of those every week. I know probably every day too. So, you know, that's just a good word this morning. And, you know, attitude is everything. Do people want to be around you when you have a bad attitude, or you are conceited, you are provoking and trying to pick a fight, or you're envious? No, I know my family knows they don't want to be around me when I'm like that. And typically if I'm hungry, tired, or watch out, both. If you get both of those combinations, you do not want to be around me at all. You can ask anybody in my family that. But good days versus bad days, we'll call them. But, you know, that just I was thinking about that earlier and go, hey, when I'm that way, nobody wants to be around me. And that's contradicting what the Lord says right there. He says, you know, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, or envying one another. So I think if we stay clear of that and we just keep a positive attitude and we walk in that Spirit, as it said also in verse 25, you know, we're not only going to be pleasant to be around, but we're going to make a difference in the lives of others. And at the end of the day, what's it all about? You know, why are we here? Are we here just to grow our bank account, or to live in a fancy house, or to have as many likes on certain social media sites that we can? Or, you know, what is it? Is it a popularity contest? Or are we generally here to help one another and to impact the world around us? I think we're here to impact the world around us and in a positive way. Let me rephrase that, because I think you do impact the world every day of your life. It can be in a good way, and it can be in a good way, but you're definitely impacting the people in your life and the community that you live in. So remember that. Keep a smile on your face. Go out there, have fun today, encourage somebody, and you know, just keep a positive attitude and don't be a grumbler. Walk in the Spirit, as it tells us, and don't be conceited, don't provoke one another, and don't envy one another. I think that's good advice. Let's see what we can do to practice that this week. Thanks so much for being a part of the show this morning. Go grab a cup of coffee. We'll be back here in just a few minutes, listening to some music, and look forward to catching up on the other side. I'm Shaw Gage, back with you. So glad you're listening to the show this morning. You know, it's just been super cool to be a part of this thing since, I guess, mid-January, and hope you're getting something out of it. I hope you're enjoying it. I sure have been, and you know, it's getting out of my comfort zone, you know, and I think the Lord blesses us when we do that and when He gives us those opportunities. Man, latch on and see where He takes you and see where it goes. We're talking about letting go of control, losing control, not in a bad way, but just losing control to life and just, you know, the of life, right? Why do we hang on to certain things? The Lord tells us in His word that He wants us to let Him have those things. And, you know, if we live in that Spirit, if we live in the Holy Spirit, we should also walk in the Holy Spirit. And I think there's no way to coexist in both worlds. I think it's either, you know, we got to let Him have control, or we have control. And I know when I'm in control, it usually leads to miserable things. But when He's in control, it's usually blessings. But my question to you this morning here is, you know, why are we here? What are you doing? What am I doing with my life? Is it here just to take up space, just to get as many degrees as I possibly can in school, or to climb as many, you know, work social ladders as I can, or to get as many likes as I can on certain social media sites? Or am I here to impact other people? You know, I was talking in the last segments about making a difference. That was my class motto my first year of teaching school back in 2012. It was the slogan on my wall was live life to the fullest and make a difference along the way. And I think that still rings true today. You know, I was a college freshman at 35 years old, late in life, went back and got a teaching degree. And, you know, I wrote a paper that summer of 2009. I was back in, you know, Lit 1, or not Lit 1, that'd be reading. I guess it was writing Composition 101. And as a college freshman at 35 years old, she had us write a reflection paper. And it was one of the best papers I ever wrote, but it was maybe one of the only papers I ever wrote up to that point. But it was called Making a Difference versus Making a Living. And y'all, I had come from a pretty successful sales career when I went back to school and got that teaching degree, but I just focused on, you know, making a difference as opposed to making a living. And making a living, I mean drawing a paycheck, making as much money as I possibly could, having a bigger house, having a bigger car, buying more things, just stuff. Nothing wrong with things, nothing wrong with money, nothing wrong with items and having nice houses. I'm not saying anything along those lines. But for me personally at the time, my focus was more on impacting people, families, and kids in the school and that kind of thing for the kingdom. And the Lord laid that on my heart. I know it was something he called me to do, because that is something I never dreamed I would ever do in my life. But, you know, when he laid that on my heart, I knew it was what I was supposed to do. And so that's my challenge to you this morning, maybe this week, is go make a difference. You know, quit focusing on, you know, you got it with your job. You got to hit certain numbers if you're in sales, or you got certain criteria. I'm not telling you to not do your job, but don't focus on that. Don't let that be where your happiness lies, right? Let your happiness lie in the Lord, and just focus on serving him and communicating with him, talking to him, praying with him, and just leaning into the Lord. And I think he'll blow your mind in ways you never dreamed possible. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you've never experienced anything like that, just ask him. Just say, God, are you real? Show me that you're real. And step back and watch and see what he does. It's pretty cool. I know what he did in my life and what he continues to do. I'm so thankful to be here. Shaw Gage sitting in with you this morning. Take a break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. We're talking this beautiful morning about just losing control, letting go of control, and not trying to control everything, and kind of parlayed into the same conversation about make a difference in the lives of others. We were talking about that in one of the last segments about just, you know, why are we here? Are we here to serve ourselves? Are we here to make a difference in the lives of others and to serve other people? I believe we're here to serve other people. I think it makes our life better. I think it makes humanity better. And I think it's just, you know, just a good old way to live life. You know, life doesn't have to be so heavy. So take all that negative stuff, let go, give it to the Lord and see, you know, just tell him, say, Lord, take that off of me. And I promise you that he will. You know, it was interesting. I was sharing in the last segment about my first classroom experience, and my slogan hanging on the wall was live life to the fullest and make a difference along the way. And I've tried to do that ever since. I think that's just a good life slogan for me personally. But it was cool. I was walking in the station earlier today and just happened to notice, I've always noticed the logo, the Radio Alabama logo over there on the wall, but I happened to notice underneath it said something. And I walked over and this is what it said. It said Radio Alabama, and underneath it said reaching people, making a difference. And I thought, how cool is that? I just think sometimes the Lord gives you winks right there. I mean, make a difference. That's speaking my language. I was already had it written into the show to talk about that this morning. And just that those words, same words just showed up right there. I thought that was pretty cool. And just let me know from the Lord that I'm in the right place. And what a great opportunity it is to be here each and every week. So thankful and humbled to have this opportunity to be able to sit in this chair and have some conversations, share some thoughts, and maybe a few prayers in between. But anyway, just hope that encourages you this morning. Just focus on that this week. Can you be an encouragement to other people? If you're good at it, keep it up. You're doing a great job. And if you're not good at it, just try. One conversation at a time. Maybe it's next door neighbor. Maybe it's somebody at the grocery store. Maybe it's somebody that you wave to every morning in traffic, if you know what I mean. But just give it a whirl. See what happens. So glad you're listening. Thanks for being a part of the show. Wow, can't believe we're already to the end of another show. It is amazing how much faster these shows go each and every week. So humbled and honored to be a part of this thing. Thankful for the station that let me come in every Sunday morning and share some thoughts with you guys. And just thankful for you, the audience, and your participation. And thank you for listening. Really am humbled that you are doing so. We've been talking about losing control this morning. Let go control of it. You know, as we talked about last week, let go and let God. There's Miss Barbara showing up again, but let go and let God. Lose control. Let him have control of those things that are worrying you, that are concerning you, and just be near him. And you know what? I think if we just focus on being near him and being in his presence and talking to him, I think the Lord will bless us. And I think he will pull us out of those times that we're in, or those hard times, or whatever it may be. But I think it just makes life a whole lot easier. So that's my encouragement to you. I hope you'll do that this week as you go. Hope you'll come back next week. I got a special guest coming in. If it all works out, I'll tease it a little bit. Don't want to give it away in case it doesn't happen. But a guy's got a really cool story. He's going to come in and hang out with us next week. And I hope you'll be back for that. But again, thanks again for listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you back next Sunday. God bless you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.